Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen Chaldone.
Hey there. How are you, sir?
Good, doing well. How are you?
I am doing very well.
That's good. You know, we're sort of seeing all the green things coming out again.
It's sprouting. Croci are coming up through my lawn.
And I'm talking about other green things for St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
I was in the store the other day, green bagels, green rolls now. What do you do about eating green things? I'm not eating that.
No, a green bagel usually means it's bad. Throw it out.
No,
you know, green is vegetables.
When I was a kid, McDonald's used to have green shakes.
Yes, the Shamrock shake. They probably still have them. I think they have them there.
I haven't been there in a long time. But it's an interesting thing. You know, it reminds me of another thing. Like, the traditions are a big part of our lives. So, you know, when you celebrate a holiday, so like Easter's coming up, thanks be to God, soon. You know, when you think about it, like, there's certain traditions around Easter. Like, I know friends of mine, they have a giant Easter egg hunt for all the kids.
Oh, that's cool.
And I mean, they probably put out, like, 500 eggs.
Wow.
And, like, it's, like, you know, a lot of money, too. It's, like, almost, like, $300 or $400 in quarters and nickels and all this crazy
stuff in them.
And the kids love it. It's, like, a big, fun Easter egg hunt. Did you have that, too, when growing up?
When we were kids, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, we had a meatball hunt. But it was good. Interesting, though. Like, it's a kind of different thing. Like, we have all these different traditions. And, of course, like, before we get to Easter, you know, we have the Triduum, the three holy days, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. Those are big, big days, too, filled with tradition, right? So we have the wash of the feet at Mass. Have you ever heard of that? Amazing, right? All of these different things feed into all the different traditions of the life of faith in our own lives. Tradition's good. It ties us to God, and that's what we're taking a look at on Religion and Rock today. So to start us off, here's Fleetwood Mac. This is called The Chain.
To the wind blow, watch the sun rise.
good song to start with, because that really talks about what tradition is. It's really the chain, if you think about it, what links life together, what links generations together, what links, you know, generation to generation, but also this world together. It's sort of tradition. That's what does it. You know, that's the chain that links us all together. There's something important about that, that each link is kind of important. And so imagine in your family, if you said, well, we're no longer going to celebrate birthdays. That's the end of that. No more birthday celebrations or no more Christmas celebrations. That would change things dramatically, right? We need that kind of continuation. Even though the people change, even though it grows and develops, some drop off and some come in, all of that stuff is so important because we need those traditions in our lives, you know? And that's an important thing, you know? I think traditions are much more important than we could ever imagine because those are the things that kind of give meaning to the big moments of life, you know? Later on, we'll talk more about the simple traditions of our lives, like how many ketchups do you put on a hamburger, you know, like that kind of stuff. That's also part of the rhythm. But I think the big traditions in our family, the big traditions in the life of faith, worshiping regularly, those kinds of things are important in our lives so that we recognize the rhythm and what we've been passed on because we're an important part of the chain. If we break the chain, well, then the tradition is broken. So there's an important kind of responsibility that we have to carry that tradition on and to live it in our lives. Here's The Who, The Song Is Over.
Song is over, it's all behind me. I should have known it. She tried to find me. Love is over, they're all ahead now. I've got to learn it. I'm gonna sing out. Stopped as soon as it began. Our love is over. It's all behind me. Hope to find me.
Then a tradition ends, right? I'm just talking about them having the last in the chain. The song is over. Then it kind of ends. What do you do then? What do you do on Thursday nights when Seinfeld ends? Remember how life used to stop and everybody watched Seinfeld? You know, there's certain traditions that they end and you kind of think, well, that's that. What are we going to do now? Isn't it amazing, though, how other things come into our lives, how God comes into our lives and say, well, you know, that wasn't all that important anyway. You're going to be okay. You know, and I think that's true in our lives. Even sometimes when important traditions end in our lives, you know, we lose somebody and life changes dramatically forever. Somehow or another, we get up the next day. You ever ask yourself that? Like, how did I ever get up the day after my mother's funeral? I did. You know, there's something about that, that, yeah, you do continue to live because we realize that with God's help, we get through anything, you know, and that's part of the great gift of that tradition of faith that is the bigger link, if you will, in our lives. So when we lose these smaller links and even the really important links that kind of break us and break that chain in some ways, we have that gift of God's presence, you know, and that's such an important part to help us through. So there's like the bigger kind of tradition, the tradition of faith that carries us through things when things do end. And certainly things do end. Jobs end, relationships end, lots of things end. You don't need me to tell you. And in the midst of that, we do carry on. I think the gift of faith is what carries us through. Here's Tom Petty, speaking of ending, right? This is called Change of Heart.
We'll be right back.
sometimes things that we think are traditions are not. You know, I was thinking about this, a couple I married years and years ago now, and I remember when I married them, there's a question on this sort of investigation. In the Catholic Church, it's called the prenuptial investigation. It's like a form you fill out with the priest, you know, and you fill it out individually. The guy goes first, the woman goes first, and then the opposite, you know, comes in. And one of the questions is, are you open to having children? You know, the blessing of children. And I remember this woman said to me, no, we don't want to have any kids. You know, we both love our careers and everything. I said, well, you have to be open to having children. I mean, you can't say to me, you know, we're going to have 10 kids. No, I understand that. But you have to be open to it because that's part of getting married, believe it or not. You have to be open to having children. So they sort of, after a lot of discussion and everything, they kind of reluctantly said, yes, well, of course, if I was pregnant, we would, of course, have the baby. And, you know, yeah, we would be open to having children. So that was that. And I married them. And now they have 6 children. So, you know, sometimes the tradition, what you think is a tradition in your heart, you say, well, it'll just be him and I and we'll be career people. No, they're mom and dads now, and they're like running around with all little kids and older kids and everything else. It's a great, tremendous gift in their life, and they wouldn't want it any other way. There's something about that change of heart that's so important in our life. So tradition can sometimes box us into a corner too, right? We can say, well, that's my tradition. In my family, we never have children. Well, then there wouldn't be any more families, right? So that's that openness to what could happen, the openness to the possibilities that God puts in our lives. That is the tradition of faith, as I was saying before, that like that bigger tradition that we don't know what God has in store, but it's ultimately going to be okay and beautiful, because if we trust in God, these amazing things happen that even change what we think might be a tradition in our lives. Here's Billy Joel. This is called The Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Virginia, rode a boy with a 6-gun in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande. Well, he started Colorado, in the pocket of his vest, a Colt he hid, and his age and his size took the teller by surprise, and the word spread of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy, yes, he always rode alone. And he soon put many older guns to shame. And he never had a sweetheart, and he never had a home. But the cowboy and the rancher knew his name. Well, he robbed his way from Utah to Oklahoma, and the law just could not seem to track him down. Served his legend well, for the folks they love to tell about when Billy the Kid came to town.
captured Billy. And the judge said, string him up for what it did. And the cowboys and their kin, like the sea, came pouring in to watch the hanging of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy. Yes, he always rode alone. And he soon put many older guns to shame. And he never had a sweetheart, but he finally found a home underneath the Boot Hill grave that bears his name. From a town known as Oyster Bay, Long Island, rode a boy with a six-pack in his hand. And his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
Billy Joel, Ballad of Billy the Kid. You know, interesting, in our lives, that kind of happens too sometimes, that we have that tradition that we carry with us all of our life that is part of who we are. So I'm always going to be a guy who was born in Astoria, Queens. I'm always going to be a guy who grew up in West Babylon. You know, there's something about that that we carry with us. So some of the good things are part of the tradition of our lives, right? And some of the difficult things are part of the tradition of our lives. How do we live with that? How do we walk with that? How do you kind of celebrate that and also acknowledge it? There's something good about that. You know, sometimes we grow up in a tough situation. You know, we have a parent who was an alcoholic or an addict in some way. What do we do about that? You know, do you live with the shadow of that your whole life, or you're able to say, you know, Lord, this is part of the tradition of who I am, but I got to let it go. I got to move beyond it. And even thinking about that, being sensitive to that in the raising of our own kids and saying, you know, we want to be a good part of the tradition of their lives. And so we're going to do the best we can. You know, none of us is perfect, but we're going to do the best we can. That's part of, I think, creating that history that becomes part of the tradition that we pass on. You know, we live a certain history that we don't choose, but there are parts of that history we do choose. And that's important, to make those good choices. I think that's what God really wants. Here's Dave Matthews, Ants Marching.
exchange, no time to exchange you and all the little ants are marching, red and black and tender waving. They all do it the same. They all do it the same. Little barrel house, program a cop, saying the corner's a loose end, loose end. Cat, cat, on the fence, could not to a fan. Cat, 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 ting these chances. Place them in the box and in the quiet at a time. Lights down, you're up and down.
I'm on Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about traditions, ants marching, kind of like that picnic stuff from the old Looney Tunes, you know? Everything kind of going in a certain direction. In our lives, sometimes that's what we kind of fool ourselves. We fool ourselves and say, yeah, well, traditionally, I always do this day. This is what I always do. This is how I always celebrate St. Patrick's Day, the same exact way. And something happens and it changes, and you say, well, now what? You know, because I think we sometimes get into this routine. Traditions are not necessarily routines, you know? Traditions are overlying kind of values and things that we add and certain things that have a lot of meaning to us. Routines, you know, they can change, right? You ever try changing your routine and it messes up your whole morning? You know, say, well, I'm going to get up and instead of reading the paper, having coffee, and then showering, I'm going to shower and then read the paper and have coffee. Totally different deal. You know, whole day's messed up. That's how we are. We're creatures of habit. But I think now and then it's good to mix it up. Now and then it's good to kind of change things up and say, you know, I'm going to live a little bit differently this day. I'm going to live a little differently this Lent and see what happens. See how God can work with me and help me to grow. There's something important about that. And I think that's part of the challenge of traditions and routines that can routines can change easily. Traditions we kind of hang on to because there's a value. Routines, you know, we can change rather easily. Hey, here's Steely Dan. This is called Deacon Blue.
Like.
Sometimes traditions can also put us in a certain routine where life isn't as exciting as it once was. That's when it's time to let go of some traditions, right? We say, well, this is sort of boring. I've been to the same resort every year for the last 25 years, and that's my vacation, and we're sort of bored with it now. Well, yeah, that's the other thing, is that some of the lighter traditions in our lives, we can change, right? We don't have to do it the same way every year. We don't have to do things exactly the same way. And as a matter of fact, as time goes on, it's sort of silly to think that, right? It's sort of silly to celebrate St. Patrick's Day like you're 19 when you're 49. You know, there's something about recognizing it. Yeah, you know, as life goes on, we change. And there's good things about that. Like, we continue to grow and we continue to develop. And that's how God kind of works with us in life, you know? So celebrate that. Don't run away from those things that change in our life, but just, you know, be excited about them. I always am. I think it's a great thing when, you know, we look at ourselves and say, well, a little older, but a little wiser and living it a little differently now. That's okay. I think there's something beautiful about that. And I think that's what God is asking of each of us as we live through life, you know? Here's Boston. This is called Peace of Mind.
Now if you feel down, I love out the door.
It is hard to find peace of mind in this world, right? It's even in our own hearts, you know, because we're always sort of looking, we're always sort of longing. And that's part of a tradition in our life, too. The human heart always longs. There was a reading at Mass a couple of weeks ago, first reading, and it said the human heart is the most unruly of all. It's so true, you know. In our lives, we think we have it together, and then our hearts kind of take over and say, yeah, I want more. I need this. I want that. This person doesn't like me. And all of these things start to kind of take over our minds. That's why that tradition of faith and prayer is so important in our lives, to say, you know, I entrust it all to you, Lord. Help me through this day. Help me through the stresses of life. Help me through the stresses of work, where we live and work in pressurized situations, not always easy to do, but that peace of mind can make such a difference in our lives. So yeah, that tradition of prayer can be such a huge help in the everyday of life. Hey, here's Fastball. This is called Out of My Head.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel, the wheel of possibility, however it may roll. Give it a spin, see if you can somehow factor in. You know there's always more than one way to say exactly what you mean to say. Was I out of my head or was I out of my mind? It was hard to find. Don't matter what I say, only what I do. I never mean to do bad things to you. So quiet, but I finally woke up. If you're sad, then it's time you spoke up too.
Sometimes these traditions in our lives also lead us to, you know, moments where we have regrets, right? And I wonder if you've ever had that moment where you say, yeah, I wish I never got into this. I wish this never happened. And in our lives, that's a great way to kind of reverse the tradition. There's certain traditions of, like, God forgiving us. That's such an important tradition, you know, that we know God loves us, is going to forgive us anything, you know? That's such a beautiful gift. We need to sort of sacramentalize that sometimes. Maybe it's about celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, recognizing that, yeah, you know what, it's time for me to let go of this because I've done something that I just don't like, and I'm not liking the way I'm speaking or the way I'm treating the people I love or my lack of patience. And all of that stuff can change so much if we acknowledge it and ask for God's forgiveness for the things that we've done. We call it sin, and that's part of our lives. You know, it's nothing to run away from. It's part of the reality. So sometimes we get a little out of my head, you know, but it's about getting back into it by asking for God's forgiveness and making life a little bit better. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is called Change It.
Yeah.
We have tremendous power in our lives to change tradition, too, and to make ourselves better people in the process. So there's something kind of thinking about that in our lives that, you know, it's worth praying about, to change tradition that we can be better than we were, to change tradition that's kind of make our friends happier and our lives and our families happier. It's all about us in a lot of ways, and we have that power to create new traditions and to build on old traditions that we can be happier and there's more meaning in our lives. Here's the Rolling Stones, speaking of happy, this is called Happy. Pray the tradition of happiness and meaningfulness is part of our lives comes from prayer, comes from a deep sense of spirituality. So if we're looking for happiness, maybe look to the traditions of our lives and how we can better them and grow them and develop them so that we're celebrating those great traditions. The traditions of faith are so important. Holy Week, Easter, Lent, all of those things are there to help us to grow and be better people. We can incorporate that into our everyday life and find more happiness than we could ever know just by celebrating those traditions every day and living them out. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man of tradition, Mr. Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.